Are you with me?
How are you?
Can you hear me?
John, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Barely. Are you wearing any clothes or what's going on?
You know, I'm actually up in Mozart Park. We're just getting ready for our 16-inch softball game tonight.
Oh, man. Yeah. Forgot about that. So how are your knuckles?
Yeah, the fingers are intact so far. Yeah, it's early in the season now.
Yeah, I've got a few that never went back to normal thanks to that wonderful game. Kevin is a WGN radio account executive, and he was on last year, and he's coming on tonight to tell us about the 11th annual Pat Mac Park Ride. It's a 65-mile bike ride, and I'll just turn that over to you, Kevin. First of all, give us the backstory about how all this came about.
Absolutely, and thanks, John, once again for having me on.
Sure.
So, yes, so this Friday, we're going to be riding our bikes. It's a group of, as of right now, about 400 riders. We're going to leave from Chicago's Southside Beverly neighborhood and ride to Michigan City, Indiana. And we're riding for Pat Mac's Pack, which is a small but mighty charitable foundation that's created to fight pediatric cancer.
And how did this all come about? I mean, there must have been some sort of initial push or initial case that gave this life, so to speak?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is our 11th annual. We started, obviously, 11 years ago. We had like 35 of us, and we raised $15,000. And, you know, it started with a small group of people. And actually, some guys like Pete Burns, Pat Grant, Willie Winters, Sean Flood, Tom Mack, who started the foundation. These guys used to just do it for fun, you know, just a small group that would. And then one year they said, you know what, let's do this for charity. So we said, let's do it for Pat Mac's Pack. And we were blown away by $15,000. You know, I couldn't believe it. And so every year we've grown, you know, in numbers. And last year, we had over 400 riders, and we raised over $400,000.
Wow.
And it's just incredible to see, John.
So this is the honors the winning spirit and life of Patrick McNamara, who died at age 13 from a pediatric brain tumor. That's where all this begins, right?
Correct. After tragically, Pat passed, and he battled for 11 years, tumors and treatment, and Tom and Dee McNamara, Pat's parents, started the foundation, you know, in his honor. And you know, he was a really, like, inspiring kid. You know, he was just wise beyond his years and motivated a lot of people in our community and beyond. And we do things throughout the year to fight pediatric cancer and obviously keep his names in the minds and hearts of many people. And this bike ride has really become our, you know, big fundraising event.
Yeah, you mentioned in 2024, over 400 riders raised over $400,000. How do they do that, by the way? Can we sponsor somebody? Do we donate somewhere? I mean, if we are not riding with the group, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, and by the way, there's still time to join us. I mean,
okay.
if you have a bike, if you have a bike and a helmet and $175, you you can sign up and be part of the pedaling pack, and you can go to patmaxpack.org. That's patmaxpack.org. And that's the main website for the foundation. But you can see there's a learn more button to get to the fundraising page. And you can sign up. And also, even if you just want to volunteer, we're looking for volunteers. You want to donate, of course, we will gladly accept a donation. You can look up, you know, the rider information and donate, or you can just donate to the general ride. But I will say this, John. you know, the one thing I can assure you and all the listeners that might be interested in helping us, you know, every dime of every dollar goes to the fight. And there's two different things that the money will go towards when it comes to fighting pediatric cancer. One, we support pediatric brain cancer research through the great people at Lurie's Children's Hospital. And then the second aspect is financially assisting families that are going through the nightmare of having a child with cancer. You know, and I think, you know, Tom and Dee kind of saw this firsthand that, you know, financially, I mean, obviously emotionally, you can't even fathom what it's like to fight for the life of your child, but financially it's very stressful. And, Pat Max Pack steps in and helps families with, you know, covering a couple mortgage payments or getting the car fixed or, you know, just, so that's where this funding will end up.
I remember you telling me, I believe last year, that it's 65 miles, but this is not a race. This is a go-at-your-own-pace event, correct?
Correct. It's a ride, not a race, and that's said over and over and over and over. I mean, I'll be honest, it's a lot of amateur cyclists, I mean, myself included. I mean, it's, you know, so safety and you know, obviously everyone's in good spirits and it's the, you know, that safety is first and foremost, right? I mean, you know, you gotta, no one, we don't want anybody getting hurt. We don't want any incidents. No, obviously there are experienced riders that do get there quicker, but, you know, it's just kind of, it's a ride, not a race. Just at your own pace, you'll get there when you get there.
Okay. So I just want to go over the route. You start in Beverly, did you say? Beverly's
correct.
Okay. On the south side, at what time?
So we leave at 6 a.m. from St. Barnabas parking lot.
Right. And it is a 65-mile ride. What can you tell us somewhat or tell us something about the course itself? Where do you go to Michigan City? Where do you ride?
Yeah, John, I want to say thanks to the Chicago Police Department because they help us kind of get through, you know, as we head east. You know, we take like 107th East and we, you know, kind of get through like the east side. And then when we get to, actually, when you get to Hammond, John, it's pretty much trails.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful,
yeah,
flat trails for most of the way.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of
like
people.
Hammond, Griffith, Holbert.
Yeah. It turns into a very nice area, as a matter of fact. And then where do you end in Michigan City?
So we go to Notre Dame Parish, which is like Route 12.
Yeah, I know that. Yep.
And they are like super gracious to give us their whole, you know, lawn, and we set up a tent, and there's music and food and some beverages, and everyone's in a very celebratory mood. I know I threw this out there last year, John, but please join us. Come by. It's a fun party.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. All the best to you and all the riders, and I hope you raise a lot of money.
John, I really appreciate it.
Oh, you know it. Anytime. Thanks. Kevin McDonough, WGN Radio Account Executive, the 11th Annual Pat Mack Park Ride, 65 miles. Yeah, donate, volunteer, whatever. They could use you.